If everyone has their packet in front of them, I'm going to call our meeting to order this November 21st, 2023. And then the first item on the agenda is approving the minutes. I move to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any amendments, questions, comments about the minutes? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is approving our loan portfolio today. We have 8 loans at $2.4 million. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Josh. Tom, should I turn it over to you to walk us through our loan portfolio today?
As the assistant investment officer, I'm happy to be of service today. In the words of Rich, most of the loans are for bread and butter purposes, as he likes to say. There were two loans for financing broadband projects, and both of those communities had received broadband grants from the state of Wisconsin from the PSC, but oftentimes those grants do not cover the full cost of it, and so the communities have to come up with a little bit of their own money to make it happen. And it's nice to see them utilizing the trust fund loan program. And there was one loan for refinancing a bank loan. And as interest rates have risen significantly, there are some banks that had pushed their loans up a little bit higher, and perhaps that they were able to get some savings out of using our program. So that sums up our loans for today.
Wonderful, Tom. Thank you. John or Josh, any questions for Tom?
None for me.
All right. I'll
just ask, are we expecting some more broadband loans in the future then?
John, that's a great question. There were 24 grants made by PSC, and so I wouldn't be surprised if a few more of those communities ended up coming to us. But at this time, I'm not aware of any of those applications in the pipeline.
Okay, thanks.
All right, if there's no more questions, I'm going to call the vote. All those in favor of approving the loan portfolio for today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved. There's no old business and there's no new business. So we'll just move into our reports. And so, Tom, the floor is back to you for the Executive Secretary's report.
Well, one of the things that we're going to be doing before the end of the month is actually closing on the funding of a commitment to for the normal school fund for Blackstone's private credit fund. And so, again, this is further diversifying that the normal school fund and bringing those earnings up to a more robust level as well. In the upcoming weeks, we will be bringing a proposed submerged land lease to the board, the City of Superior. It's going to be a little bit unusual in that the city is looking to lease a significant amount of space along Wisconsin Point in order to place fill and structure on there to protect that point as the waves of Lake Superior are eroding Wisconsin Point rather significantly. And finally, in an upcoming meeting, we're going to be asking the board to ratify a reallocation of lands that we received from the U.S. Forest Service Exchange from the normal school fund to the common school fund in order to make sure each of the funds received the proper amount of value for what each fund contributed to the transaction. After that transaction closed, we hired the appraiser who did the original appraisal to make sure that we had a valuation to ensure that we are doing that allocation fairly. And that's my report for today. Any other questions?
Thank you, Tom. Seeing that there's no questions from John or Josh, I'll just move into my report and want to thank everybody for their participation in the press conference yesterday. We got great coverage across the state, really echoing the great distribution, knowing that it was a record for $65 million, which is exactly, I think, something that we always continue to do is how can we elevate the work of the BCPL and the difference that it's making in our community. So really appreciate everyone's participation. It's probably one of my favorite events besides distributing the check to the librarians in March. But it was good that we had a really diverse group of stakeholders, I think, there as well. So thanks, everybody, for all your help. And Twee, thank you for getting the checks there and making sure they were ready on time. But we appreciate it. And I think it was we got great coverage. So it was a win for sure.
That is a follow-up question on that.
Sure.
And sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, Sarah. So is this an okay time?
Yes, Josh. Yep.
So this is, it's really for everybody here, but I guess, the point was made at the press conference, I think Sarah made it, that the Prudent Investor Authority, obviously, played a significant role in the growth of the fund. And so I guess I have sort of two questions for folks to think about, and we don't need to resolve this today, but I wanted to raise them for potential discussion at some point, one of which is, are there other legislative changes that the BCPL staff or the other commissioners think would be important to help improve performance, number one? And number two, does it make sense in thinking about the budget constraints that BCPL's dealt with, and including the position authority issues, to sort of try to reach out to legislators and just make sure that folks are aware of how well things were going and how, the position that had been requested previously would make a difference. I know that there was discussion in advance of the budget, but my experience is that it can often be very beneficial to talk to folks now when they're not in the midst of budget discussions, and so to identify issues early. So I just wanted to raise those possibilities and see if folks had thoughts or plans, and hopefully start discussion around those topics.
Well, Josh, I think there's two thoughts, and then Tom, we can talk about whether it's when or how it's best to talk about it, but we did have, Josh, a pretty comprehensive legislative strategy over the last few years that we were executing. We were meeting, for example, with new legislators to educate them on the BCPL. And then throughout the year, Tom and others were checking in with individuals about the BCPL. So I think that's something that's always ongoing. I think the question is building a more robust strategy in addition to that is always something I think that's worth discussing. And maybe Tom, you can outline that at an upcoming meeting. I think that is always good to include on the agenda and keep people up to date on.
There are two distinct questions there. And as to the first one, I always keep a list of statutory changes that I would be interested in. But it's always important to keep in mind that when you ask for statutory changes, once you open the door, what comes through may not look like what you're asking for. And so, but I'd be happy to discuss those with the board at greater length during another meeting, or if the AG so is interested, I'd be more than happy to sit down with him and talk about those offline. But there are a number of statutory changes that may be helpful. Not so much with our investment authority, but definitely with the way fund accounting works at BCPL. We're an agency that dates back to statehood. And so a lot of what we do here was set up long before any of the other structures that were built around the state in terms of accounting and funds and everything were put into place. And so when you talk about legacy issues, yes, we have quite a few of them. But some of the other ones have to do with lands and how land transactions are handled. And so in response to that first question, yes, I have a laundry list of those. With respect to the second point, I agree wholeheartedly that this may be the better time to ask for legislative assistance as opposed to during the budget process. After going and meeting with all the members of Joint Finance and receiving enough assurances that yes, they all understood and they were supportive, sitting in that Joint Finance meeting when the exact opposite happened, you realize that the normal process is not necessarily helpful to BCPL anymore. And maybe coming at an off-budget time when we're celebrating significant accomplishments may be the better time to do it. So I've been talking to a couple people. I'm not sure about the availability of legislators for the next 5 weeks or so, since many of them seem to be planning on taking most of that time off, but I agree that this may be a better time to approach some of them. So,
yeah, just to follow up, I'm. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No. You can. I can chime in after Josh.
I was just going to say I'm happy to think about how to approach them. However, Tom, you and the BCPL staff thinks best. I'll just add that in addition to it not being midst of budget season, I think being able to say, you know, we. BCPL asked for this change in, you know, several years ago. Here are the results. Like we've delivered on what we said we would do. And so when we ask for additional changes, it's, you know, it's with a track record that we can point to successes on. I think that just goes a long way with folks.
Yep.
As it should.
And maybe a good next step for this is that, Tom, maybe you can meet with individual commissioners and talk about the legislative work and approach that has been done in the past, whether it's the work with Jolene to the meetings with the incoming commissioners. But I think that each of us here probably has strengths that we can provide, and probably having like one-on-one discussions would be really beneficial.
More than happy to do that.
Thanks, Josh, for bringing that up. I think it's something too often that goes unseen when there's a lot of works happening behind it all, and making sure we're all working together on that is really important. I think to the other piece that would probably be worth exploring for an upcoming agenda item is that we know Prudent Investor Authority was given, and it was a lot of work though to actually implement that, but that's just one revenue stream to other revenue streams that are really important to the Common School Fund. We know the other two are unclaimed property and fines and forfeitures, and so what I think would be helpful is understanding kind of the other two revenue streams and making sure that we're, you know, optimizing those revenue streams to the best of our ability for our public schools. And so I don't know, Tom, if that's something that you could maybe provide us, and if there's legislative changes or updates that would be needed when looking at those two kind of revenue streams into the normal school funds, or the common school and the normal school fund.
Again, I'd be more than happy to discuss that with board members, either collectively or individually. If it's done individually, I do have to be careful that I'm not doing it in a way that would create a walking quorum if I'm seeking the board to pass a resolution along certain lines. But from strictly a briefing standpoint of letting you know what the issues are, how they affect the agency, what's out there, perfectly comfortable doing that.
I guess if there's no objection from the other commissioners, I think walking us through that as an upcoming agenda item would be helpful.
Okay.
Unless John or Josh, if you have different recommendations on an approach.
I'm happy to approach it however UCPL thinks best.
As am I.
One point that I would make is because each of the issues that I have flagged for potential changes could end up being lengthy discussions. Perhaps we kind of maybe wise to take them one at a time from meeting to meeting. And if you're asking me to bring them up, bring one up at every meeting, that may be a good way for you to have a chance to dive deeper into each of the issues as they come along, rather than be overwhelmed at any given point in time.
I think, Tom, whatever, knowing that we want to make this understandable and not, we would say in my consulting days, boil the ocean, we can easily take unclaimed property and fines and forfeitures as separate topics, one for each meeting, and dive into not just how it works and but the opportunities that may be presented, whether it's legislative or just even maybe through executive authority through the commissioners who serve on the board.
The reason I'm kind of smiling is that recently I had finally finished a draft of a memo that described how money actually flows through BCPL. When I got here, for the life of me, I could not understand how money flowed through. It made no sense at all. And it took years for me to kind of pull the pieces apart. And Denise was patient with me and described things that I just thought from a common sense standpoint, it made no sense. And so but it took years to finally put all the pieces in place to be able to tell the story in a way that would be understood by non-accountants, by non-lawyers, and by non-policy wonks, because of the fact that we need to be able to tell our story in a way that other people can understand it. But there are certain things, like I said, from fund accounting standpoint, that probably should have been changed, not last year, not the year before, probably 50 years ago.
I would say, Tom, I do think from a legislative standpoint, if there are areas where they are priorities, both because they're significance, but also, you know, taking into account feasibility based on conversations you've had with legislators, you know, I think it's worthwhile to make sure we put those first, given that you know, the news about this record-breaking distribution just came out, and so if there's follow-up to build on the goodwill from that, that we might be able to accomplish. It seems like, to Sarah's point, not boiling the ocean, but rather prioritizing those key things for follow-up. Maybe it may be an opportune time to do that.
Then that's probably what we should start with. So why don't we plan on having a a discussion on fund accounting at the next board meeting, and I promise I won't drag it out unduly. But I think it's important to be able to queue that up and have a discussion as to where we go from here. So.
Okay. And then we can maybe Tom too at that meeting talk about what then the other areas after fund accounting, so on and so forth. Since I know there's a handful of areas that will be great topics for discussion about not just learning but opportunities.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Terrific. Well, it sounds like that's going to be a lot for upcoming meetings. Are there any other agenda items that folks would like to see? Seeing none, is there, I move to adjourn our meeting today.
I second.
Any objection? Seeing none, all those in favor of adjourning our meeting, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Thanks, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Have a good
Take
evening.
Care. Happy Bye-bye. Thanksgiving.
Yep, see you guys.
Bye-bye.